Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back, man. I took a week off just because I wanted to take a week off, man. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to sit down for a quick second. And now I'm back again. Back again, man. Verbal cardio. Back again with the best co-host of all time. Water. Fight me. You know what? Fight yourselves. We already know that Water is the best co-host of all time. And don't even come close. There's no comparison. There is no comparison, man. Ain't nothing better than water. Ain't nothing better than water, man. It's what we all need. It's vital. It's literally vital. Why y'all not drinking this? Why y'all not giving water the respect it deserves? If something is vital to your existence, wouldn't you take action to get in on that? You know what I'm saying? If you got a headache, let's say you had a painful headache. Your head is pounding. Pain. And somebody gave you a pill. It was like, yo, you take this pill, you lose the headache. And you like, man. And this pill ain't got no side effects. You know what I'm saying? But without the pill, you still going to be suffering that headache. You going to take that pill. You can sit up here all day and be like, I don't like taking stuff. But when your head is pounding, you're going to be like, man, give me the pill. Water is the pill we all need for life and existence. It's the pill we all need. And guess what? It's not a drug. It's all natural. Get in on that water, man. It's vital for you. It's vital for your whole existence, your day to day. It's everything. It's crucial, man. You need to drink it. You got to bathe in it. You got to clean with it. Where would we be without water? We'd be musty, funky, crusted over. We'd be salty. We'd be dead. Yeah. Keep that in mind, man. Water is vital. I want to give a shout out to my patron saints, man. QDB, Heavy B, Zakia, Elijah, 2 Jesse, Tony Ant, Courtney Davis, Alice, Chloe Franklin, Candy Cammy, Slarita, Passionate for God, Sherry Tucker, Ebony ATL, Bilal Childs, Gladys Diaz, Stony Face Entertainment, G-Man, Miss Ma'am, Laura, Trey Quick, who's a new member. Welcome, Trey Quick. Welcome, KC, AJ, Sharon McD, Miss Ree Renee, KMJ21, Sherry, AJ, G-Man, Chris M, QDB, Shayla Butler, man, Jamal B, Kristen R, Elijah Green, Blue Mania 2, Tony Ant, man. Shout out to everybody. J1. I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate the patron saints a hell of a lot. I love y'all passionately in the shower. You know what I'm saying? In the shower. The IG Live is getting light. I might as well just cut it off, man. Everybody leaving, everybody bouncing. But we back. We are back yet again. What's new with me, man? What's going on? So, my car needed work, and I took it to the dealership. Now, we all know that when you take your car to the dealership, you're going to get raked over the coals. You're going to get your pants pulled down, and you're going to get slung over the fence. We all know that. I know this well. Normally, I avoid the dealership. Normally, when there's something wrong with my car, I'm like, yo, man, the dealership is the last place I want to be because the dealership is going to charge you 2 arms, a leg, a knee and a half, an elbow, and a shoulder. They're going to charge you for every goddamn thing. And they'd be like, yo, it's labor. Mine came out to $4,400. All it was a vacuum valve and some brakes, $4,400 at the dealership. At the dealership. $4,400 and some change. And some. Once you hit the $4,400, the little extra 80s and 90s on the back end don't even matter no more. $4,400. They looked me dead in the face, handed me the receipt, and I'm just like, yo, this is wild. At the dealership. I'm a fool. $2,000-something in labor costs. $2,000-something in labor costs. I'm an idiot. Because I know not to go to the dealership, especially with in the BMW. They're going to charge you 7 nipples. They're going to need your 2 nipples, and then they're going to need nipples from your family members and your close associates. They charge you for all the nipples like you are a dog or some shit like that, or a cat with mad nipples to spare. But I love that car. KC, you are absolutely right. I love my car. One thing I will say about the dealership, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. I'll give them that. They know what they're doing at the dealership. That's one thing you can take comfort in, but God damn it, man. They better know what they're doing. For $4,400, you better know what you're doing. You better eat, sleep, breathe, and have sex with this shit. I want you to know my car like the back of your hand. I want you married to my car when I bring it in. I want to see pictures of you and my car, family pictures of you, the car, and the kids that y'all had as a couple. I want you to be passionately involved in my car. If I'm be paying these prices, and you best believe I'm not sure if my warranty is still good where I get the oil changes on the house. I'm not even sure if I still have that. I'm going elsewhere. Because y'all ain't about to hit me for $500 for no damn oil change. I'm done. Don't call me. Don't come by my house. We're done. Just making up prices. That's what I dealt with today. And I went to the gym this morning, forgot my headphones because I was so discombobulated at the dealership. Now I'm at the gym with no headphones. Now I'm at the mercy of the gym track list. The gym track list was trash. Trash. I was like, man, let me get that. I'm just starting the day off wrong. And I was just like, man, the gym track list is big trash. Because now you just forced to focus on your workout. No distractions, no songs to get you hyped. You just at the mercy of whatever they want to play. And they was playing some horse shit today. I was like, man, what the hell are y'all playing? Who's the DJ? Who orchestrated this track list? I need some underground hip hop. I need some good R&B. I need some Sade up in there. I work out the Sade. And I'd be like, how you work out the Sade? Because Sade puts me in a great state of mind. And I like to be in a great state of mind when I'm in the gym. So everything don't have to be all pump it up, you know, for me. What song was that? Hold on. I'm about to cut the live off. Listen, everybody in the IG live, if you want to see the rest of this live, join my Patreon. If not, wait for the episode tomorrow. You missed out, man. You're trying to freeload right now. You're trying to freeload. But I'm cutting it off right here, right now. You hear me? All right, I'm out. Join the Patreon. If you want to join the Patreon, click the link in my bio. Click that Patreon tab. Join up. Make sure you do the paid member, not the free member, because the free member ain't going to have no access to nothing. So, boom, I'm out. Yeah, let me find out which song that was they was playing. This is the song that made me leave the gym. This is where I was like, I'm getting the hell up out of here, Shawty.
They was in there playing, so come on, do the locomotion with me. As you can see.
That's what they was playing in the gym. Come on, do the locomotion with me. They was playing this in the gym. You gotta swing your hips now. They was playing this shit in the gym. I left. I got off the machine and I walked out. I was out of there. I was out of there, man. The locomotion, that's what we playing in 2024. I get it. A nice little throwback every now and then. Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? But certain songs just, they ain't got no place in the gym. Do the locomotion with me. Do the locomotion with me. Come on, man. Walk Like an Egyptian. Is that next on the playlist? Walk Like an Egyptian. Some songs don't age well. Walk Like an Egyptian. Do the locomotion with me. I mean, do the locomotion with me. That's a good time if you're at a kid's party, maybe an old folks home, and they're trying to get loose. They're trying to get their hips readjusted, you know, after a bingo game. All right. In the gym, we in here trying to get right. I get it. You thought, hey, man, you in here moving and grooving because you in the gym, man. The locomotion is all about movement, baby. Throw that in the track list. They're going to love it in the gym, man. Turn that shit off. Turn the whole radio off. Turn the TVs off. Turn the lights off. Turn the cardio machines off. Send all the employees home. Turn the sauna off. Turn the sauna off. Hey. And speaking of the sauna, man, they had that. I did videos on this, man. They had the sauna on max the other day. And people was trying to make me sound soft. I was like, y'all don't understand, man. I've been in saunas before. I know what they're supposed to feel like. I've been in there several times. But I know when something's too hot for human consumption, for human survival. It was too hot. I went in there, my lips was burning, my ear tips. It was ridiculous. I was like, yo, man, this can't be legal. This can't be legal. It was blazing hip-hop and R&B in that sauna. I was like, yo, and I was the only one in there. I was the only, normally every time I go in a sauna, there's always somebody in there. Sometimes I go in there, it's jam-packed. Dudes just be in there piled up. We be nipple to nipple in that mug sometimes. Press play. We be nipple to nipple. But I went up in there, man. Wasn't nobody in there. And I was just like, so I couldn't even be like, y'all not feeling this? There was nobody I could even address. I was like, yo, this ain't humanly possible. People standing on business. I was standing on the sun. I was like, nah, man, this ain't it. I went out there, adjusted the knobs and everything. And then even when I brought the knob down, it was still too hot to sit in there. I ain't had time to wait for it to just cool off. I was like, who are y'all trying to kill? It was ridiculous in there. And then, man, hey, man, listen. When you got a group sauna, man, don't be in there naked. I was in there. I remember I was in there one time, piled up, man. This old man coming there butt ass naked, man. He turned right back around. I was like, man, get your naked ass up out of here, man. Why you, we piled in here, man. He just walked in. No towel. You know, normally some people come in, they come in with the towel, and then they might open it up just to get the full body sauna. All right. He came in butt ass naked off the top. Like, yeah, man, I'm coming up in here, man. No, you ain't. Get your naked ass up out of here, man. I saw his cheeks on the way out. I was like, man, if you don't get your raw cheeks up out of here, we piled in here. You're going to be the only naked dude in this collective? Get your ass up. It's always the old cats, man, the older cats. Think they can just be naked all the time. Like, I'm old. You're going to take this. No, I ain't. Get your old ass up out of here, man. We in here. Be naked on your own time. I was like, man, you got a lot of nerve walking up in here like that. He left quick, though. It was mad funny. I wonder if he just felt the energy or he was just like, it's too many people in here. I turned right around. I looked up. I was like, cheeks. Sick of it, man. Get your ass out of here, man. Put a towel on some shorts or something, man. Because I'll be in there. I got my shorts on. I got my leggings. I got shoes on. Socks. I take my shirt off. My jewelry off. Got to take the jewelry off. You leave the jewelry on, your neck gonna get cooked. But he just was like, nah, man, I'm going in butt ass naked. I don't even like being naked at the crib by myself. I'd be like, sorry, y'all. I'd be apologizing to nobody. The cats. I apologize to the cats. When I got to come out my bedroom naked, I apologize to the cats. I'd be like, sorry, y'all. Hey, man, quit looking, Midnight. Midnight, man, what you looking at, dog? Because they be looking, man. Because you know cats. You know cats. If anything is swinging or moving like that, you know cats is like, what we got here? What we got here? And I don't want them skibbity-papping my package. They're going to be like, man, what? You know how the cat paws do? They be like this. They going to be on this, on the shaft? I'm like, hey, man. And they got claws. So I look out. I don't even want them to get activated. So I just go out there, grab a towel real quick and get the hell on, man. Because at any moment, they're going to be like, hey, man, yo, Das, man, skibbity-pap that up, man. I don't know what it is, but skibbity-pap. Now they papping my meat? Nah, man. Look out. Look out. But I'll be apologizing to them. I'll be like, sorry, y'all. I just got to grab a towel. They not used to seeing me like that, man. And it's just me and the cats. And I still be like, sorry. Excuse me. Nobody's there. But at the same time, I'm kind of a like low-key exhibitionist. Like, I don't. If I want to have my blinds open, so be it. Now, if you want to be a peeping Tom, you're going to look within. You know what? Have at it. Because sometimes I want that natural light in my bathroom. I got like, there's two windows in my bedroom. Well, there's a window where the toilet is. There's a toilet by itself. And then there's a window that's kind of, the window almost faces the shower, but it's like off to the side. The window does face the shower. And then there's another window over by the tub that I only been in one time. So there's a big window over there, a smaller window by where the shower is, and then there's a window. So, you know, sometimes I just had the blinds open because I like natural light in my bathroom. But the window of my next door neighbor almost aligns with my window, but it's like off to the side. So if I do get out the shower, you know, I could not be seen. But if that big window is open, they gonna get an eyeful across the way. And if I come over to the side a little bit, if you looking out that window next door, you gonna see stuff. So I don't be caring, man. I'll be like, man, I want the natural light. So if you looking, guess what? You saw it. You saw everything. You saw the cheeks. You saw the dangle. You saw all of that. You saw me drying off. You saw me lotioning up. You saw me deodorizing. You're just going to get what you're going to get. If you wanted to look, congratulations. I hope you enjoy. Because damn it, sometimes you just want to be free. Sometimes you just want to be free doing your thing with your natural light. You don't want to be hiding all the time. I get it. And that's how, you know, that's how you got to live your life. So if you're outside of the house, I don't owe you an apology because you shouldn't be looking over here anyway. But since you're looking, here it is. In all my chubby glory, goddamn it! Sick of this, man. Sick of it. You know what I'm talking about? Before I get into anything else, before I go any further, let me talk to y'all about Prize Picks. You know what I'm saying? Prize Picks. Let me tell you about it, man. So we're switching over from football to basketball, man. Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill or Sugar Sean O'Malley? You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. Conference tournaments are here, which means the biggest moments in college basketball are getting closer. Be part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. And you know women's basketball is heating up. Women's basketball right now is the talk of the town. They out there fighting. They pushing each other. It's real out there, man. The women's is showing out. So get in on them picks. You might as well get in on the women's and make money at the same time. You might as well. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. That's dope that they provide that injury insurance. Because you never know, man. I remember Kobe White went out recently. And so he hasn't been back. He hasn't been back in the game. I think he's missed like three games. So it's like, man, when you get moments like that, you're like, yo, man, I wish I had the insurance on that. Prize Picks, they got you. They got you on that, man. So for me, I like that. I like that element with Prize Picks because it's like it takes the pressure off. Because we don't know who's going to get hurt and who's not going to get ejected, whatever the case may be. So I love that they have this little nugget of just security, peace of mind, a fair shake, if you will. So get in on it, man. Get in on it. So download the app today and use the code VERBAL for a first deposit match up to $100. So download the app today and use the code VERBAL. Use that verbal code for a first deposit match up to $100. Up to $100. They gonna match that. You better get in on it, man. Prize Picks, man. Get in on it. It's a good time. And they make it easy for you, too. So I like that, too. So, yes, get in on it. Donut Lord 1125 asks the hard-hitting questions. Dapper or Midnight? Why would you ask this? Why would you ask something like this? Do you ask parents of kids? Do you ask them also, who's your favorite kid? Which kid you picking over the other? Is that what you do, Donut Lord? Are those the kind of questions you ask? Curbin on curbin. I can't stop saying curbin on curbin. Shout out to Glorilla. Curbin on curbin. Yeah, Glow. Curbin on curbin. Are these the kind of questions you ask? Now you want to know this or that, Midnight or Dapper? You a cold piece. You a cold piece, man. But I'm going to answer it. I ain't gonna punk out. I'm gonna say this. So I gotta break it all down. I trust Dapper more than Midnight. Now Dapper, you know, Daps is a little bit more stubborn. Like, for one thing, I don't like to feel pressed. You know what I'm saying? I think I've said this before. I don't like it when my cats press me. Meaning, like, you know, if they're ready to eat or whatever the case may be, if they own me too much, I get annoyed. I don't like to be pressed. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, yo, back up, man, back up. And sometimes when Dapper wants your feet, when he wants in on them feet, because you know Dapper has a foot fetish. So when he wants in on them feet, I'll be like, yo, move, man. He don't really be moving. He be taking the shoves. Because, you know, I'd be shoving them off me with my feet. And he'd be like, yeah, give me more of that. Give me more of that. I ain't going nowhere, you hear me? So he gets into his moments where it's just like, nah, I ain't moving. And he's fat. So he'd be like, he hard to move. So it's just like, damn, man, chill. And then, you know, he's peed in the past. I haven't had a pee incident in a while, but, you know, he's peed. So it's just like, man, once you pee on shit, that's hard hitting. And it's hard for me to get over that. I'm a Taurus, man, so it's hard for me to forgive. It's hard for me to get over the wrong that you have done to me. Like, that's just me. Like, I'll be trying to forgive. I'll be trying to forget. But it takes time. You know what I'm saying? And just be like, yo, you peed, bro. You peed. And so that's harder for me to get over. You know? But other than that, man, Dapper is a good dude. Like, you know, he listens. He don't be hopping up. He don't be hopping on the table like that. He hops up on the counter maybe once a year, maybe twice a year. And he just be wilding, just be, oh, my, you right, I'm sorry. So when I leave the room, I don't be thinking like, yo, Daps is up here. Midnight, on the other hand, it's always something with me and him. It's always something with me and Midnight. We be beefing. It's just because I feel like he think he running things. Like when you look at Dapper and Midnight, you can tell Midnight is older. You can tell Midnight has that alpha energy. He just had, that's the energy he has. Yeah, he'd be a punk, but it's just like when I watch them two, he seems like the more dominant of the two, right? Every time they get into fisticuffs, it's usually Midnight looking down at Daps, and Daps is like laying down on the defensive. So Midnight has that thing like, I'm the one running the show, so let me connect with Tone. Because I think Tone is running the show. I know he paying the bills in this bitch. Me and him is on equal ground. But we not. We not on equal ground, Midnight. I don't know if you watching this or you listening to this. We not on equal ground, bro. You are the cat and I am the man. All right? I put a roof over your head. I bought the litter box. I buy the cat food. I bought the brush that be brushing you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't the man. You ain't providing for me. Who you raise? Midnight ain't rose nobody. So it's like, who is he? Who you raise? What work you put in? What have you done? You know what I'm saying? How many groceries have you bought up in this house? But he got that energy like, nah, I'm running the show. So me and him beef more. I'd be like, yo, man, stay off the counters. I don't want to see you on that stove. He'd be like, I'm going to be on the stove and I'm going to be on the counters. Soon as you leave, I'm getting up there. You're going to see my paw prints when you return. And that's some old whole shit, man. That's some whole shit. There's no trust. I know you gonna get up there. I know it. And he be pressing me, man. When it's time to eat, he be big press, McGee. He be Lee press on nails, man. He be Preston and Associates up in here, man. He be looking at me all tough and staring at me. Man, give me some space. And then if he don't like what I'm putting in the bowl, he's like, man, I'm out of here, man. Well, you was just pressing me. Get in on this. You the one was on my neck hounding me. Don't back up now. But Midnight is funnier, man. That whole dynamic, that whole beef we got is funnier. It's just funnier, man. All that beef me and him be having is just comedy. And he's a good guy, man. He's a softie at heart, man. He be wanting the pets, and you can manhandle him. He be taking it. But he don't like a lot of people. Like at the house, he'd be like, man, it's too much going on, and his nerves be bad. Just like me, like my nerves get bad too. And Midnight's a black cat, man. I don't want to abandon my black folks. So reluctantly, I mean, the answer is both, but if I had to pick one, I'm going to go with Midnight, man. Even though he's just a punk ass nigga, man, it's exciting. That whole beef is just like, well, this is this is what we doing. So I got to slightly lean, heartbreakingly, the end of the good son. Got to go with Midnight's punk ass, even though he can't even be trusted. But he don't be peeing though. That's the deciding factor. He don't be peeing on stuff. Cause once you pee on stuff, man, that's just cat piss is just the worst. It goes bed bugs, cat piss. That was a whack question, man. That was a whack question. And I don't know why you're asking this. Wait, Donut Lord. Nah, man, I already gave you one question. I'm not going to double up on you. You know what I'm saying? Tanisha Turner, I like this question. Question. If you became a spokesman for a car / truck, which brand model would it be? I would like to be a spokesman for BMW. BMW X6 is my favorite shit. Like, I really like the X6. That's why I got it. It was just like, for some reason, I like BMWs. I know Mercedes gets the edge when it comes to Benz and Beamer, you know, comparisons. Mercedes has the edge in terms of just like, I guess, notoriety and like, you know what I'm saying? Clout, if you will. They're both respected, but I feel like a Mercedes. Man, I see you out here with the new Benz, the G-Wagon, you know, all that. But I feel like the Mercedes is a little too flashy for me. Mercedes is a little too flashy, a little too upper crust. You know what I'm saying? It's like, ooh, you got the Benz. You know, the logo is all standing upright. It's like three-dimensional. It's like, brrr, it's like up there. And so I'm more low-key than that. I like the BMW logo. I like how we can just make BMW stand for any old thing. It's more low-key, but it looks good. It looks good. It looks good and look like it's not doing too much. That's what I like about BMWs. It's got class, it's got style, it's got swagger, but it's not overdoing it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? BMWs look like they smell good. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, smell like BMW in here. All right. You know? But it's still just like, it's not overdoing it. It's like, okay, BMW, all right, and then we moving on. Just a quick like, okay, yeah, I like this. We moving on. Nobody's in their feelings. Nobody's insecure. It's just like a lot of these fancy cars, it's just too much attention, man. You're going to be, oh, shit, okay. Then the people going to be circling. I don't like all that attention like that. I want you to look at my car and be like, all right, Tone, this is nice. And then we moving on. That's it. So I just like that vibe with BMW. It looks good. You know what I mean? It's got some style on it. They got power. You know what I'm saying? They can move. They can get up. They can get up on that ass. Now, I'm usually in like an eco mode, eco. I'm usually in eco mode in my car, but I know if I put it in regular, that shit got some get up and go. I just be trying to conserve the gas. But so I'm going to go with the BMW X6. And what I like about the X6 over the X5, because they put me in the X5 when I had to take it to the shop. X5 is too boxy on the back end, man. It looked too family oriented. It looked too like I'm taking the kids to soccer practice. I don't like the square back on the X5. It's got the square back on the X5. I don't like that. I like the X6 because it rounds out. It rounds out in the back. It's kind of round. My X6 is smoother. It ain't a lot of dips and divots in the design. You know, especially since I got it matte black, it's like I wanted to just look like a Batmobile real quick. Just creeping up, nice dark color, attractive vibe, you know. And so when I look at the car, I'll be like, yo, this car looks good. This is a good looking vehicle, right? It's masculine. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like my car has a masculine vibe to it. Like the voice is deep. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, we out here. Feels grown, masculine, clean. So I'm going to go with the BMW X6. That's what I want to be the spokesman for. Like I can do some commercials with them. I can get up out of there and feel like a man, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's for me. But let me do another ad, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let's pay these bills, man. Money, man. My money just took a hit. My money just took a hit. Them car, $4,400 in car repairs. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earning. Now, when you gotta wait for that paycheck, let's say you get paid on the first. You get paid on the first. Your rent, mortgage is going to be due right there. As soon as you get paid on the first, your rent is right there. Like, yeah. You know what it is? That rent and mortgage be like, I see you. I see that check. What it say in there? What it say in that envelope? Come hither. It be right there. As soon as you get your check, that rent and mortgage be come hither. You know what I'm saying? Remember that Rick James, Dave Chappelle's Rick James meme? Give it to me, yeah. Going right there. And then the bills is due, the electric, the gas, the water and garbage, whatever. Sometimes you don't have to pay that, sometimes you do. Health insurance, all these bills, your Netflix, your cable, your lights, your car insurance. All these bills coming in hot, man. On the tan your ass up. You just got that check. And we had those moments then if your car whistling or the brakes fail, now you got mechanic bills that you didn't factor in. Earning, man. Earning is the app that gives you access to pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earning app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? So, you know, if you have those car troubles, you be like, all right, man, let me earn it up. Let me holler at Earning real quick to help me out with this because I don't get paid again till the 15th. So they got you, man. Man, I wish this was around when I worked at Dairy Queen, man. I'm so mad. Download Earning today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in Verbal Cardio under podcast when you sign up. It'll help the show. Verbal Cardio under podcast. Don't forget, Verbal Cardio under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max, see earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company. It is not a bank. I repeat, Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Remember that. It's not a bank, y'all. It's not a bank. So, yeah, man, get in on that Earning, man. You never know. You never know when you might need it. And it's nice to have that option in life because I damn sure didn't have that option when I was 9 to 5, McGee. And I needed it several times over. I want to talk about this real quick. I spoke on this briefly on my Instagram page, but I really want us as blacks, as black folks, to let black actors play characters. Now I did a video on this when I was sitting in the car, but I want to circle back to this. Let black actors play characters without everybody digging deep and assuming that, yeah, that's what they really like. They really like that. It's getting weird now. And it's mainly associated with whether it's, you know, men wearing a dress in a comedy or whatever, or drama, or gay characters. That's when it really comes in. Because it used to be, you know, we were worried about the stereotypical image of black men and black women in film, where we were always pimps, prostitutes, whores, if you will, gang members, thugs, murderers, thieves, inmates. And that was the vibe. That was like, you know, that's why, you know, we rebelled against it and came out with the Blaxploitation. And it's really not Blaxploitation because it was showing black actors and characters like being strong, being heroes, standing up against the man, standing up against racism, fighting back against drug dealers and drug pushers and pimps and all that. So even when they say Blaxploitation, they really weren't exploiting. They were putting the stereotypes on their head. Like even a movie like Superfly, who was a pimp, but it was still going the extra mile to show like black power and like black empowerment, strong black characters, you know. And you know, some of them were stereotypical within that, but That was born out of like, yo, man, they always got us in these white movies as these type of characters. And so, and that went on for a while. But underneath all of that, and now that we're in the space where, you know, we have more content, we have more availability of the type of black characters you can see in TV and movies, because there's so much content out there, so many films. We're getting more nuanced visuals of black characters and black life and all of that. So with that being said, let black actors play characters, because, you know, a lot of people only want to highlight, oh, why we got to be in the dress? Why we got to be gay characters? But you're fine with the black drug dealers who are always prevalent. Whether it be The Wire, whether it be, you know, Oz, they're inmates, whether it be, you know, BMF, the whole power universe. Y'all cool with it then. You love Snowfall. You love Snowfall. But it's like, look at the imagery, though. You so hung up on people wearing a dress. What is this imagery over here doing to people? You so worried about your kids seeing gay characters on a show or in a movie, but you're fine with Snowfall. Why are you fine with Snowfall and drug dealers and those type of images? Black people killing each other over money and drugs. You know, power hungry, the ambition, do what you got to do to survive. People cheating. You cool with all that? But oh, they gay? Oh no, turn this off. I don't want my kids watching this. That's weird to me. It's like, you fine with that as long as they still rooted in their masculinity, right? But for me, the influence on the youth, characters like Nino Brown, Scarface, Old Dog, Ghosts on Power, Franklin Saint, Avon Barksdale, Marlo Stanfield. These characters are more influential on the youth than any gay character. While you sitting here worried about if your child is going to see a gay character and be like, yeah, I see this now, I want to be gay. But I've seen several times people be like, yo, man, Scarface, I want to be like Tony Montana. That's what I want to be. How many Scarface posters are on the wall? You know, every time you watch like a drug dealer documentary on some true shit, they like, yeah, we were living that lifestyle. They be on there talking. We were living that lifestyle. We wanted to be Tony Montana. We wanted to be Nino Brown. You just gonna look over that image? Because if you're not keeping that same energy across all images, then don't just pick and choose what image to be offended by. Because that's more detrimental. When you see these characters looking fly, they flashy, they got on the best clothes, they got the best women, and you in the hood broke, you like, man, Nino Brown look fresh as fuck, bro. Even within Nino Brown doing whack shit, these kids are like, yo, man, I want to walk into a room with all black on with a Rottweiler and just, I want to be in there. That's what I want to be. That's way more influential. And it's way more damaging. It's way more damaging. Because why are you worried about the sexuality or the sexual orientation of your child or the youth who are naturally just going to be attracted to who they're attracted to regardless? It's much more damaging to see like drug dealers and violent cats where you be like, yo, I'm going to live this life too. I want to sell drugs. I want to destroy communities. How many communities have destroyed? How many drug dealers have destroyed communities, whole communities, whole neighborhoods? As opposed to how many people have turned gay because of some characters they saw on TV? What's more damaging? What's more damaging? A man in a dress or constant images and constant music of cats shooting each other, drug dealing, putting money above all, womenizing? What's more influential? What's more influential? Those images are far more influential than any man in a dress. And if a man is wearing the dress, that's just him wearing the dress. That's just him in a dress. That's just RuPaul in a dress and some heels. He ain't hurting nobody. He not making your family members addicts. He not having shootouts in the streets. It ain't no murder because of what he's doing. He's just a man in a dress. And if you want to be like RuPaul, if he influenced you, all right. So you're influenced by RuPaul. So now you in a dress and you in heels. But who are you hurting in the community? Are you ruining somebody's lives? Are you going to jail? Are you doing illegal shit? No, you just wearing a dress. They not the same. One is far more damaging than the other. And y'all be too worried about, even when you want to lean on religion, y'all too worried about other people's souls, and you need to be worried about your own. While you sitting here casting people down to hell, worry about where you going. Because when we leaving one at a time. We getting judged one at a time, Shorty. You worry about your soul. Because while you sitting here and be like, you going to hell, you going to hell, you going to hell, you going to hell, you going down the street, you got a whole bop to it. You going to hell, you going to hell. You having a good time? Because when your number's up and you go in there solo before God, about how you was living your life, how you was moving, and what you was saying, you think that's going to be a good look? I tried to tell him, God, I tried to tell him. I tried to tell him. I was like, hey, man, you going to hell. I had your back, God. God going to be like, I don't really like how you handled that. You let me worry about the judgment out here. You was doing too much. It seemed to me you thought you was me. That's how you was acting. No, it was because of what you had said. You was doing a little too much. You was really condemning good people to hell just because of the words written in this text. You was condemning people. You was judging them. You was mean to them. You was just making them feel worse about themselves. In the name of religion, in the name of God, you was making these people feel... You were making these people feel less than, like they weren't worthy, like they were living wrong. How do you think that made them feel? You was hurting feelings out here just because they were living their lives. They weren't hurting you personally. God gonna be like, you was having a good ass time talking shit. Now look at you. We getting judged one at a time, y'all. So worry about your own soul. Treat people well. Treat them with respect. A person's sexuality is not hurting you. Let them live their lives, man. What I worry about more are drugs in the community, gang violence. That's what gets me worried because that affected me as a kid. I saw the effects of drugs in the community in real time. You know what I'm saying? I saw the effects of gun violence in real time. Cab driver got shot and killed right in front of the crib. That was my introduction to murder as a child in real life murders. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, my friend Leon, his father got shot and killed. Shot in the head and killed. My neighbor, Maurice's dad, got shot and killed. Cat down the street helped orchestrate a murder for one of his recruits. Drugs in the community. I'm seeing drugs in the community. I'm seeing people change their whole way of living because of drugs. I'm seeing people's health deteriorate because of drugs. Being unstable parents, man. I'm seeing all of this in real time. You see people change and become a totally different person. They withered away. And this is not what I'm hearing. This is not what I'm seeing on documentaries. This is what I've seen in real time. I've seen people completely become another human being, and not in a good way, because of drugs, alcohol, substance abuse. This is way more damaging than the other stuff, man. So we got to prioritize what's really the threat. Seeing neighborhoods just get dilapidated and just torn down because of, you know, drugs in the community and violence and gang violence and people not wanting to live there, people moving out, stuff getting broken into, you know what I'm saying? No funding, no, all of this stuff I've seen with my own eyes. Y'all worried about the wrong shit. And so to circle back, you know, let actors play characters without you attaching the deeper meaning to every character they play. If somebody plays a gay character, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're really gay or they want to be gay. They're just playing a character. And stop looking to Hollywood to be a moral center. Hollywood is full of artists and people that want to make money from entertainment. That's what Hollywood is. It's not a religious setup. So stop expecting that. Stop looking to Hollywood to be this moral playground. It's not. It's for entertainment. It's for art. It's people writing, it's people making up stories and then acting them out and showing them to you. That's what Hollywood is. So stop acting like it's something that it's not. It's for entertainment. And if you're not entertained by something, don't watch it. And raise your damn kids. Raise your kids. And let black actors have the freedom to be different characters without you associating it with their real lives. Let us be free as artists. Let us have a wealth of characters that we can play. You know what I mean? Y'all don't be giving Anthony Hopkins shit because he was a serial killer. But the minute somebody black is gay or they put that dress on, oh, here we go. That's what they wanted. They took it up the booty to get that role. Y'all be doing the, and it's too many of y'all in the comment section. Y'all don't know shit about Hollywood. Y'all ain't never been in Hollywood. Y'all aren't even actors. Y'all be like, yeah, that's what be going on behind the scenes. The only way to make it is you got to do certain things. How you know? How you know you got to get your booty penetrated just to get some roles in Hollywood? How you know? Yes, that happens, but that's not the end all be all. That's not the only way you can make it. What I notice about Hollywood and being out here in it, a lot of things happen from connections. A lot of things happen from networking. A lot of things happen from friendships and who you know. Right place at the right time. a lot of that happens out here, more than you know. It doesn't sound exciting. It's not glamorous. It's not scandalous. But that's what happens a lot of the time. You know why you see me on Mad Spectrum's commercials? Because I have a relationship with Kev. Kev knew me. We worked together on some shows, and then that relationship kept building, and then boom. When Spectrum came to Kev, Kev was like, yo, bring Tony in. Boom. Who you know, organic connections, now we on commercials. That happens a lot, y'all. Yo, I work with this one actor on this. I'm going to bring him in for this. Oh, I can't do the role, but let me refer you to so-and-so. Yo, I remember even when you hear about Lawrence Fishburne and John Singleton. Lawrence Fishburne was shooting something, and John Singleton was just an assistant director. He was just a PA. He was just a PA on the set. And he was just probably just beginning to write, you know, the Boys in the Hood script. And then he circled back to Lawrence Fishburne's like, yo, man, you were really nice to me when I was getting your coffee. I would like for you to be in my film that I'm working on. So now Lawrence Fishburne is Furious Styles in Boys in the Hood. All of this happens in Hollywood a lot, more so than the scandalous shit that you hear about. Yes, there is the casting couch. Yes, there are like predators in this game for sure, 100%. They out here. But just because you see some people having some success, it doesn't automatically mean that they out here, that they sold their soul to get it. So just that narrative is very damaging to people that, you know, were on the straight and narrow throughout their career. Because I would hate for somebody, y'all see me like booking roles and stuff, I would hate for you to be sitting there talking about, yeah, Tony got his booty hole in it for that role. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Nah, man. Nah. You got a TV show now? Oh, they was in your booty hole. They was in your booty hole, Tone, and you know it. Like, nah, man. It was just, nah, man. I don't care what you say. I know how it goes down in Hollywood. And people are really just running with this in comment sections and all that. So I'm just like, man, y'all just got it ingrained in your mind. That's the only way to make it because of some stories y'all heard from other people. All right. Have at it. But let people play roles, man. Let people play roles. You know. Let people play roles. Exactly, Jesse. Predators are all over the world. They're not just in Hollywood. Predators are everywhere. They ain't got nothing to do with Hollywood. They still kidnapping women. They still sex trafficking. They still kidnapping kids. They doing all of this. Molestation, all of this. Ain't got nothing to do with Hollywood. It's out here in the world. Y'all be like, no, it's just Hollywood. No, the hell it ain't. It's out here with people that don't even watch movies like that. It's crazy out here, man. Crazy. And you got to tell them no. Yeah, man. So I'm just peeping conversations. I'm peeping comment sections. It's just like, man, y'all stuck on stuff. And y'all regurgitate what you heard other people say. Y'all be doing that a lot. So, you know, because I already have my line in the sand of what if I'm not comfortable doing something, I won't do it. I've already walked away from stuff being dead broke. Desperate and dead broke, I've already walked away from stuff. I was just like, nah, I'm not comfortable doing that. I posted a clip where it's just like, you know, I was like, you know, I was offered a role as a prison rapist in a movie. It was a comedy, but still, I just didn't want to get stuck with that visual. Because what a lot of people do is you hold an actor to a certain role or performance, you can never shake it. You be like, man, he will forever be so-and-so, the prison rapist. And I don't want to get stuck with that. Man, I don't care what he do, man. That is, That's the prison rapist to me. And a lot of people do that. I was scared of Jack Nicholson. When I saw The Shining in like 82, 83, I was scared of Jack Nicholson until Batman came out. To me, he was a crazy dude that wanted to kill his family. I ain't even watched Witches of Eastwick. I was like, nah, man, that scary man is in it, man. Look out. Look out. So it's just like, so if you want to get, if people are going to hold you to a role, you better make it a role you can be comfortable stuck in. Like y'all mentioned Idris Elba as Stringer Bell. Some of y'all say he will always be Stringer Bell to me. And that's a role that to me, that's a role I wouldn't mind being stuck in. You know what I'm saying? Stringer Bell is a great character. You know, that's a fleshed out character. That's what makes it, you know, dope. Like if you get stuck in a certain character, that's an actual dope character, then you know what I'm saying? That's not so bad. Like for me, Chris Tucker is not stuck in any role because I saw him before Friday. And then his role, his character is so strong in, you know, Rush Hour and Money Talks. Money Talks, he's not too much different than Smokey, but, you know, I just see Chris Tucker as Chris Tucker. You know what I mean? Martin to me didn't get stuck in the Bilal role from House Party. He didn't get stuck as Bilal. You know, so just allow people to diversify it up, man. You know what I mean? Like, what if Lawrence Fishburne got stuck as Cowboy Curtis from Pee-wee's Playhouse? He wouldn't want to be stuck as Cowboy Curtis. This man's been Ike Turner. He's been, you know, Furious Styles. He's been, you know, so many dope characters. He's been Morpheus from The Matrix. You think he want to be stuck as Cowboy Curtis? After with that pedigree, with that catalog, I'm sure he don't want to even be stuck as Ike Turner, even though he killed it in the role. Before that, though, he was Furious Styles to me. Furious Styles trumps Ike Turner for me. For me personally. I would put Ike Turner like third or fourth for Lawrence Fishburne because you got Furious Styles, then you got Morpheus. Morpheus is just like, when I look at The Matrix and I watch Lawrence Fishburne in The Matrix, I'm not thinking about Cowboy Curtis. I'm not thinking about Ike Turner. I'm not even thinking about Furious Styles. I'm like, yo, this dude is more. He was just Morpheus at that point. Even though I had seen him, and so I was just like, yo, man, Morpheus. So now he just became to me Lawrence Fishburne. He could be any character. Like, you know, the character choices he has made and the diversity in his roles, he's great. Like, you know, if you look at Lawrence Fishburne in The King of New York, which was before Boys in the Hood, those characters are night and day. If you've ever seen The King of New York, and he played Jimmy Jump in The King of New York, and then you go watch Boys in the Hood, and then you go watch What's Love Got to Do with It, then you go watch Higher Learning, then you go watch The Matrix. None of these characters are the same. So just allow actors to breathe and be fluid and move through different characters and just, you know what I'm saying? Let these black actors act, man. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Anyway, man, it's good to be back on Verbal Cardio, man. Shout out to my patron saints. I appreciate y'all. I'm about to get out of here because I've been talking all day. May or may not be a movie night tonight, but listen, for you Verbal Cardio listeners, man, I'll be on the brink of quitting this show just because, you know, I'll be tired and whatnot. But I want to make sure that this show is growing. I want to make sure it's growing. I don't want to be stuck. I feel like this show needs to grow from an audience perspective. And sometimes I get discouraged. Sometimes I get discouraged. I'll be looking at the numbers and I don't be liking what I'm seeing. So, you know, I want this show to grow. And, you know, I'm doing two other podcasts. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, man, I don't know. But spread the word, man. Spread the word. Tell your peeps. You know what I'm saying? Bring people in. Make it to where it's enough viewers to where I feel proud and confident to bring guests in. To where it ain't just a few people watching. When I bring a guest in, man. Quality, robust guests. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be worth their time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just wanted to get that off my nipples, man. Shout out to the patron saints, man. Y'all are the co-hosts of this, and I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep it flowing. Y'all keep it fresh. Great questions, by the way. You say bring B. Lou in? Yeah. I got to bring B. Lou up in here. But, yeah, man, I appreciate y'all. And thank you for tuning in to another session of that verbal cardio.